And now, get ready to smile again with radio's home folks, Crisco's Vic and Sage. You know, I guess you're pretty busy hustling around your kitchen these days, what with Christmas coming next week and all the company you have around holiday time. Yes, ma'am, it certainly keeps you stepping, baking lots of fancy cookies and things. But you know, I'll bet Sage's new recipe for holiday cookies has helped you out a lot, hasn't it? Honestly, doesn't that recipe make it easy to keep your cookie jar filled with all kinds of delicious cookies? Just imagine getting four different kinds of cookies all from one easy cookie batter. Yes, just that one batter gives you over 100 cookies. Cookies that'll tickle the heart of any type of cookie fan. Why, your husband probably wore a grin from ear to ear first time he sank his teeth in one of those chewy little drop cookies. You know, the ones that have all the dates and figs and cherries inside. And I'll bet some of your holiday company kind of went for those crispy little cookie numbers coated with lots of nuts and golden meringue, But say, maybe some of you ladies haven't tried Sage's new recipe for holiday cookies. Well, you don't know what a treat you're missing. So look, why not stop by your store today and look for the new Sure Mix Crisco display card on the counter. Right there, you'll find a picture of those four different kinds of delicious cookies. And I tell you, they look so downright tempting, you'll want to rush home and bake up a batch right away. And you can do that very thing, too, because attached to that Crisco display card, you'll find free copies of the recipe for Sage's new holiday cookies. And you just help yourself. It's our special holiday greeting to you. But don't forget to make those cookies with new Sure Mix Crisco. You see, because of a special patented process, this new Crisco is different from any other home shortening you know of. And just wait till you see how crispy and tender your Crisco cookies will be. Well, sir, it's a few minutes past 7:30 o'clock as we enter the small house halfway up in the next block now. And here in the living room, we find Mr. and Mrs. Victor Gook comfortably settled for a quiet evening at home. Vic is seated at the library table playing solitaire, while his wife, occupying the hither corner of the Davenport, glances through the newspaper. And after a time, she says,
"Who pays for this baboon?"
"Very fine."
"Do we pay for this baboon?"
"What baboon, my dear?"
"Didn't you see what tonight's paper stated about him buying a new baboon for Miller Park?"
"What's the miss there?"
"A.D. Hoggle, custodian of the Miller Park Zoo, has announced the purchase of a new baboon. The animal, known as Lester, is 3 years old. Mr. Hoggle has arranged for..." and so on and so forth. "Is it us taxpayers that has to shell out spondulics for baboons?" "Nobody asked me if I wanted a baboon."
"Me either."
"They got two baboons out there already. Why do they have to have more? Seems to me two baboons is enough baboons." "What do baboons cost?"
$10,000.
"No, but I bet they cost a good deal. What was it I read just the other day about wild animals? Something about they're a poor investment because they don't live very long."
"Talk about your wild animals." "Talk about your wild animals. Here's one now." "Wild animals? Aye. Alice Simmons itch Modo a while ago."
"What?"
"Bluetooth Johnson ratchet sickle VP Looney. But he said you could apple stone a grump."
"What?"
"Okay."
"You didn't stay long at Leland Richards?" "Who's got the say-so whether Miller Park Zoo buys baboons or not?"
"I don't know anything about it, Sage. I think they have what they call a park board of directors. These directors get together and vote on different proposals. Probably somebody heard about a good baboon for sale cheap and put it before the board of directors."
"No, where my bank book is, ma'am." "Oh, you talking, guy?"
"Not now."
"What you want with your bank book?"
"Just interested in its whereabouts is all."
"Well, I expect it's where it generally is."
"Second pigeonhole in the writing desk part of the bookcase?"
Thanks.
How are you people this evening?"
"Pretty much the same as when you saw us a half hour ago."
"You didn't stay long at Leland's."
"No, I didn't. We chatted a while, and then I thought I'd better trot along home and get started on a new Third Lieutenant Stanley book Russell Duncan lit." "Yes, that's the way it goes." "The way it goes." "Oh, by the way, ma'am, the reason I..."
"Bank book."
"Beg pardon?"
"You're transparent as a horseradish. Come dashing in here yelling, 'Where's my bank book? Where's my bank book?' and full of acts of grease and peach butter till who laid the chunk. You think you fooled somebody?
I am completely in the dark.
Yeah, I bet you are. All right, what new stunt you got up your sleeve? What do you want to spend money for now?
I merely inquired about the whereabouts of my bank book, so I'd be sure I could put my hands on it first thing in the morning.
Gonna buy a baboon, George?
I plan to make a wonderful investment.
Are you sure you want to waste your breath, Willie? We've been through this bank book business so many, many times before. So many, many times. Have you ever been allowed to draw a red dime out of the bank?
I might remind various individuals that the money is my money.
Uh-huh. Remind away.
And see where I get, huh?
And see where you get.
People forget that a common, ordinary American citizen has certain rights and privileges.
Go ahead and tell your story. What is it this trip? You'll have to listen sooner or later, so get started and have it over with. Is it like your father says, you want to buy a baboon?
I have the opportunity to purchase a lifetime pass for the Bijo Talking Picture Theater.
Really?
A pass which will entitle me to take in the show any time of the day or night I feel like taking in the show.
Hmm.
A pass which my friends and relations can use.
Hmm.
A lifetime pass. A pass that's good until the day I die.
Hmm.
Who owns this priceless document, Seed Corn?
Leland Richards.
Where'd you get it?
From his Uncle Hartley. His Uncle Hartley is an electrician and recently installed new wiring all through the Bijo. Mr. Milton Ferberman, the manager of the Bijo, given this lifetime pass as part payment for his work. Uncle Hartley gave it to Leland. Leland is hard up for ready cash. He's willing to make a great sacrifice. He's willing to sell the lifetime pass.
How much?
$50.
Oh, my. I always thought monstrous big grown-up high school students were supposed to have a nickel's worth of common sense.
Mom, look a minute. $50 sounds like a lot. I know that. I grant you that. But think. Think just one second. I take in the Bijo Talking Picture Theater twice a week, regular as a clock. How much is that? Admission is a quarter and 2 quarters is 50 cents. 50 cents a week I spend. All right, how many weeks in a year? 52. What's 52 times 50 cents? 52 times 50 cents?
You might as well save your breath, Willie, because you've got about as much sense drawing the big chunk of money out of that bank as you have a cent in your underwear to Detroit, Michigan, Parcel
Post. People.
People is right. Goodness. Guess I'm as bad as my little boy. Sounded like one of them arguments Mr. Gumpox and the Brickmush Man get into out in the alley by the garbage box.
Will you listen 0.9 seconds?
Do we have to listen?
I was under the impression civilization hadn't sunk so low a common, ordinary American citizen couldn't.
Oh, we'll listen. Get it off your chest. Of course, you appreciate right off the bat it's just so much good breath gone up the flue. Remind me tomorrow, Vic, to send our little boy downtown so he can draw $50 out of the bank in order to buy a ticket for the picture show.
Okay.
I go to the Bijo twice a week. Costs 50 cents to do that. 52 weeks in a year. 52 times 50 cents is $26. Over half the lifetime pass paid for right there. In 2 years, I would ordinarily spend $52. I've checked and double-checked these figures, and they're absolutely correct. All right. After 2 years' time, the pass will have paid for itself, plus $2 profit. Jump down my collar if I'm wrong, Gov.
Okay.
Human beings have a life expectancy of 70 years.
70 years and 10.
Exactly. All right, then. I'm 14 years old. 14 from 70 is 56. Chances are I can continue taking in the picture show twice a week for the next 56 years. If I would ordinarily spend $26 a year going to the Bijo, in 56 years I would ordinarily spend... Well, I haven't multiplied that out. Just a second. You people go on with your conversation.
Okay.
You people just go on with your conversation.
Okay.
I'll have this multiplied out in no time.
Okay.
Just continue on with your conversation.
Sure thing.
Hello, Sadie.
Hello.
You're looking well.
Thanks.
Care to buy a baboon?
How do children get like this? If it was little Charlie Husher up at the corner come home with such wild stunts, I could understand. But we got an enormous, great, big high school scholar. Beats me. When Bess and I were small, I don't remember kids working themselves up to a fever pitch over
all right, people.
Some wild nonsense that anybody in their right
all
mind...
All right, people, all right, people. Here's the answer.
Huh?
Hold on to your hat.
Shoot.
It costs me $26 a year to take in the Bijo Picture Show twice a week. If I take in the Bijo Picture Show twice a week for the next 56 years and pay cash, it would cost me...
Hmm?
It would cost me.
Cost you what?
$1,456.
Oh, go on.
Check my figures.
It's amazing.
Yes, it's amazing, but absolutely true.
By George.
$1,456.
Hmm.
I'll ask you an easy question in arithmetic, Doc.
Go ahead.
When you subtract 50 from 1,456, what do you get?
1,406.
1,406. If I purchase this lifetime pass from Leland Richards, I make a clean profit of $1,406.
Makes my head swim.
Yes, it does.
Boy.
Mom, I believe you said my bank book was in the bookcase?
Mm-hmm.
Second pigeonhole in the writing desk part.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Not at all.
I'll dig it out first thing in the morning.
I'd like to see you once.
I don't believe I understand, Mom.
Oh, you probably do.
No, I assure you I don't. Surely you can't still be of the opinion a wonderful investment like this.
Oh, go away.
Beg pardon?
Go away. Skedaddle. Skidoo.
We are alone.
Yeah.
Our little son tiptoes away.
Mm-hmm.
He makes a pathetic figure.
Don't he, though?
I suppose when he arrives upstairs, he'll throw himself on the bed and cry his little heart out.
I doubt it.
Hmm.
Vic?
Huh?
Do us taxpayers have to shell out money for this baboon they're buying from Miller Park Zoo?
Sure.
Well, nobody asked me if I wanted a baboon.
Which concludes another brief interlude at the small house halfway up in the next block. And there we leave Crisco's Vic and Sade until Monday. Say, I've been thinking a lot of you folks have a few friends you'd like to remember on Christmas Day with just a small gift of some kind. And what could make a nicer remembrance than a gaily wrapped package of Sade's new holiday cookies? Remember, that free Crisco recipe tells you how to make over 100 cookies in 4 different festive shapes and flavors. All of them from just one batter. And with a fancy assortment like that, you can make up some gift packages that'll really be a Christmas treat. Or you can make crispy cookies with meringue and nuts on top, chewy little pinwheels with a date filling rolled up inside, and a couple of other different kinds of fancy cookies, all from that one batter. So if you don't already have the recipe for Sage's new holiday cookies, stop by your store today, And then help yourself to the free copies of this recipe you'll find attached to the Sure Mix Crisco display card. It's our holiday greeting to you. And don't forget to listen to Crisco's Vic and Sade Monday. This is Mel Allen speaking.